Get yourself into a comfortable position, either sitting down or lying down, but in a position where you can relax your body and quiet your mind. Today, you prepare to travel to a place you know, a place you have been before. But first, you must relax your body and quiet your mind. Listen to the drum. You have heard this drum sound before. Women have used this drum to move towards the sacred, to move with the mother for thousands of years. Listen to the drum. As you relax your body and quiet your mind, breathe deeply now. Inhale from your belly and hold this breath for a few seconds. Then exhale slowly, and when the air has left your lungs, hold yourself in that stillness for a few seconds. Now this time, as you inhale, visualize the energy permeating the air around us. The energy is contained within the sphere of protection that we have created. See the swirling patterns of our energy. See the sparkling points of light swirling and draw them into your body. Draw them in through the top of your head as you inhale. Feel them fill your body to the tips of your toes and fingers, to the very core of yourself. Feel them dance and swirl as you hold them in. Then slowly exhale this energy back out through the soles of your feet, returning it to our sphere of protection. This energy that you breathe in and out soon will become a part of you. You will become a pattern within the swirling energy. You will sparkle and dance as it does. So relax your body. Quiet your mind. Breathe deeply and visualize as you listen to the drum. Journey begins on a wooded path on a beautiful crisp winter day. You're with an animal companion as you walk through these woods along the path. The journey is yours as you walk through these woods toward a hill not far ahead. Leaves fallen in autumn cover the path. You hear the crunching of your feet and those of your animal companion. As you approach the hill, you see rock outcroppings on her slopes. You see where water has seeped from these rocks, making small frozen icicles. White against the black of the rock. As you approach the hill, along the path, on this beautiful winter day, you gradually become aware that there is an opening in the side of the hill you are approaching. As you draw closer to the opening, you see it's about 8 feet high and 5 or 6 feet wide. The gravel floor a reddish cast to the rocks. You and your animal companion pause at the opening in the hillside, and you turn and look up at the sun overhead, the sun shining through the bare tree branches, which cast shadows on your face. You turn back and look at the opening, looking inside, trying to discern what lies within it. And though you can't see what's within the opening, you are drawn to enter. It feels as if you have been here before, as if you know that what lies inside is calling out to you. So you walk. You can reach your arms out and touch the sides of the passage. The walls are cool, damp, and smooth. As you walk, you are touched by a sense of calmness that covers your shoulders gently. The passage turns to the left. The light from the opening behind you dims. It's growing darker as you and your animal companion move along the passage. You become aware the path you're on within the hill has begun to spiral down and to the right. You continue walking, feeling the edges of the passage on either side of you. You walk with the sureness of step, as if you know where you are, as if you're familiar with this passage and have walked it many times before, though you can't quite remember having done it. Off in the distance, seemingly coming from deep within the hill, you begin to hear a song, and you begin to hear drumming. You walk toward this with anticipation. There's no fear. This feels familiar. This feels right. Begin to feel a warm breeze as you spiral down into the hill, and you begin to see an orange light reflected on the passage walls before you. What was complete darkness now seems a little lighter. You hear the drums. You hear the song. Continue to walk toward it. You suddenly round one last corner and find yourself in the doorway of a huge cavern cut into the hillside. You inhale sharply as you enter this space. You have been here before. You gaze around you, this huge chamber. That at once looks familiar and strange. You notice standing against the walls, four sides of the circular room, are four women. One wearing red, one green, one blue, and one black. They are aware that you've entered, yet they make no move toward you. simply watching you instead. In the center of the room is a large pool of water, looking to be very deep. Above the pool, high in the ceiling of this chamber, is a hole through which you can see the blue sky overhead. The chamber must take up most of the hill. The air is fresh, and water drips from the opening high in the ceiling down into the pool below. You can hear it. The walls of this chamber are red, reflecting the light of 24 torches set high into the walls. Next to the pool sit the drummer and the singer you have been hearing. Your animal companion leaves your side and moves to drink from the pool, lying down next to it to wait. There are ladders and ropes set into the walls, leading to ledges and alcoves cut into the cavern walls of various heights. There are 6 altars set around the cavern, each with a large open book on it. The women stand looking at you, except for the drummer and the singer, who rock back and forth with the music, their eyes closed. The next moves are yours. Your animal companion has settled into sleep and waits for you. What you will take away from this cavern, this experience that begins now, is known only to you. Find your truth here. Find your answer here. Find yourself here. Or perhaps simply find stillness in the sacred of places. walk over and gently waken your animal companion, who stretches and then begins to walk toward the doorway leading to the passage out. You follow behind, stopping at the entrance to take one last look around the cavern. You begin the trek back up, spiraling up and to the left, while the drumming and singing fades into silence. All you hear again is the sound of your feet on the gravel of the passage. Soon you begin to see the sunlight reflected on the walls. You walk toward this slowly, as if reluctant to leave this place. Too soon you emerge from the mouth of the passageway into the bright sunlight. You squint as your eyes try to adjust to the light. And then you walk ahead on the path. You turn back to look and are comforted to see the cave opening is still there, at the end of the path. Soon enough, you and your animal companion reach this house. You part company for now as you come inside. You are welcome back to our circle. Open your eyes when you are ready. Gently move yourself into this place where we, your sisters, wait to welcome you back. Blessed be.